Georgia governor signs migrant law after Lachlan Riley's murder. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 3, 2024. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R., signed a series of bills into law Wednesday, including the Georgia Criminal Alien Track and Report Act. Kemp signed the Georgia Criminal Alien Track and Report Act, House Bill 1105, which requires police and sheriff's departments to identify illegal aliens who commit crimes and detain them for deportation by federal immigration authorities, according to a report by WSIA TV. The legislation gained momentum after the death of 22-year-old nursing student Lachlan Riley, who was killed while jogging on University of Georgia's campus. Notably, the murder suspect in Riley's case is 26-year-old Venezuelan native Jose Ibarra, who is not a U.S. citizen. People who thought sanctuary cities were a good idea, they are not, Kemp said after signing the bill. People have to come into the country legally. We support legal immigration, but when you got people coming in here illegally, committing crimes, multiple crimes, especially killing someone, we are not going to stand for that. Georgia State Senator John Albers, R., explained that the bill is about public safety, not immigration, saying, "We don't have folks come up afterward and say this is about immigration. This is about something else. This is about criminals that are found to be illegal aliens." Kemp also signed Senate Bill 37, which reportedly makes it so that applicants would need a certification as a peace officer in order to apply for a sheriff or jailer position in the state of Georgia. The governor also signed Senate Bill 63, which will require cash bail for 30 additional crimes. Additionally, the Georgia governor signed Senate Bill 159 and House Bill 1193, which will increase penalties for people providing contraband to inmates, and require certain vehicles, including tow trucks and other emergency vehicles, to have flashing or revolving amber lights, respectively. Kemp also signed House Bill 451, also known as the Ashley Wilson Act, which will provide insurance coverage to help first responders manage their job-related post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Gwinnett County Police Officer Ashley Wilson, who saw her partner, Officer Antoine Tony, shot and killed in the line of duty in 2018, has been advocating for the legislation as she reportedly deals with her own PTSD. Senate Bill 421, which gives stronger penalties for false reports of shootings and bomb threats at homes, also known as swatting, was also signed by Kemp on Wednesday. The governor also signed Senate Bill 10, which cracks down on drag racing, and House Bill 130, which reportedly seeks to help full-time peace officers with their student loans. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.